Maybe we could talk about the day it happened, just to kind of, you know, for archival purposes, talk about how the star reacted when it first happened, where people were, what you did.
I vividly remember where I was, because that's the thing I've been telling people over and over and over again. Because I was still in the office, and I still remember what movies were opening that day that I was worried about my writers seeing.
What movies?
Definitely Maybe and Jumper. Yeah, I finally saw Definitely Maybe. Really not worth it. And I just didn't really care to see Jumper.
But, well, it was Valentine's Day, too.
That's true. Oh, man. To put a little, like, levity into this, I just... In retrospect, remember thinking that that day's paper, I'd worked so hard on that page to talk about things you could do on Valentine's Day night around DeKalb, and then that day everything got canceled. So All that work.
Yeah, that's John and I had plans to go to Tomio's. Usually it's just a breakfast place, but they were offering, for a certain amount of money, you got like an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert, and it was going to be open for Valentine's night. So we were really excited about that. And then everything happened, and for a split second, I was disappointed that that wasn't going to happen. But then it was like, well, I'm alive, I'm not injured, and I have a job to do. So, I mean, we were both disappointed about that, and we've brought that up since. Like, maybe this coming Valentine's Day, we'll get to do that again. But, I mean, it's a little thing, but it's...
No, you're right. It's, you always think about these, like, the little things that, like, you were doing at the moment, and just kind of like that, it comes through your head. Like, I remember, because it happened, like, a little bit after 3, and I had a class at 3:30 that I was jonesing about going to, and I just remember after, like, we heard on the, at least I heard on the police scanner, the word shots fired, and all the phones started ringing, and all the sirens started going off, and Jim and everyone else is running out there, and I'm kind of in a bit of a two-minute panic going, like, what am I supposed to do? I definitely thought, like, do I have to go to class? It's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That was like, it's funny, like, that's the first, those little things, something that creep up to. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could have... Could have gone out tonight, but no.
I just remember how confused it was. We got out around Cole, and there were groups of people standing around not knowing what was going on. I remember one of the pictures I took that day was of this guy holding a big teddy bear and Valentine's balloon and a bunch of flowers, and he's talking on his cell phone. And there were a lot of people like that. That just, it was so surreal and so... out of sync, you know, that we had a mass murder and there's all these people carrying around teddy bears and things like that and hearts and people going to class and people are showing up for class not knowing what happened and arriving there and seeing ambulances and people down on the ground all over. Just bizarre. It was almost like something out of a war.